Proverbs chapter 16. Pride, before pride, goeth what? But the Bible says before honor is what? Before honor is what? Humility. But pride goeth before the fall. When God tells the saint, does God ever warn anybody before they fell down? I don't know. Usually when you fall, you trip on something you can't see. And it's real quick. It's when everything is going well. Everything is going well, then all of a sudden, kaplooey. I mean, you got your head so high up in the air. Your head could be so high, and you just wandering and strutting, worried about everybody looking at your nose up in the air. Then the bottom falls out because you can't see where your feet are. You can't see what you're really standing on and what you're really standing in. Destruction comes suddenly. But whenever God wants to bring honor to your lives, he will speak to you about, he will prepare you for honor. Preparation for honor. Preparation for blessing. So he said, before honor is humility. And God was just speaking about, he was speaking to me about pride and also about humility. My key, my open door, is going to be humble before the Lord. The person you need, there are so many people that try to live humble, but they try to live humble in front of everybody else. And that self-pity, nobody wants to see all that mess. You need to be humble before the Lord to where you know pride goes like this. If you give God the glory when you do well, when you don't do so well, you can give the credit to the devil. But so many people, when they don't do so well and when things go bad, they want to blame the devil. But when they do good, they want to look to themselves. So pride works the same way. There is a lifestyle that we can live in when we live according to the Word of God, we live according to the Spirit, to where we live for Christ in good times. We can live humble. If we can live humbly before God when we do well, when things don't go so well, we have righteousness. We have right standing with God and say, listen, God, hey, I'm not living this thing you are. You're living this thing through me. So I'm depending upon you to get me through this. You know, everything that happens, it happens at an open door that you open. You know, the devil can't do anything to you unless you got a door open. He just can't come in unless there's an open door someplace. And there are always cracks, and we always leave the doors unlocked. We always like them fresh winds. We always want to catch. Well, the enemy comes in there, but one of the things that I found out this year is not a denial of responsibility when things happen beyond our control. But you say, hey, look, I believe that I'm doing the God thing to the best of my ability. You're not going to do everything right. You're going to realize that when the enemy comes your way, when stuff happens, you got to face the facts. You are not going to do everything all right, but you know what? God knows that. As long as you're living with a heart toward Jesus and not after yourself, you can say, God, I check out on this. I'm going to stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If you walk that way, if you walk that way in the humble time, you'll also be able to walk that way in the midst of honor, that when something good happens, if you can hide your face. A lot of times women don't have their makeup on. They don't want to see anybody, correct? You want to stay away. You want to stay out of the public eye. You just want to hide and wait till it's all over. You learn some things. And you get conditioned to some things. Paul says, I've learned how to abound, abase, and also to abound. And a lot of people will never learn how to abound. And I'm not saying God uses misfortune and things. Well, he does, but he doesn't cause those things to happen in their life. We can use it for our good. It will condition us. If we didn't want our face to be seen, and you didn't want your face to be seen in time of calamity, in time when they weren't looking to put a medal around your neck. You know, anybody win a race, they want to, you know, they put the little necklace around you with the little pendant on there. You're just proud to get up there. Well, if you weren't up there when they were ready to put handcuffs on somebody, when God does something on the other side, will you still want us to keep your face unseen? You know, when things are booming and everything's wonderful, and they were looking for someone to blame it on, will you take the same attitude in time of honor? Before great honor, God teaches us and speaks to us, not forces us, speaks to us about humility. And those that can receive that message, that can receive that to the core of their spirit, walk humbly before the Lord. God is about to do something, and what he's about to do is honor. So go into a season of prayer. I believe at the end of this season, don't be sad. Sorrow not. There is an attitude. See, if you can rejoice in trouble, if you can laugh, if you can keep the joy when there's no reason to but Jesus, everything will be okay. You got to be able to rejoice in dark days so you can rejoice in the bright days. One of the things that's been strongly impressed upon spirit is to walk in the Spirit. But it says if we walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, and live in the Spirit, we will be blessed. That's God's best. That's God's rest. Now, if you're thinking spiritually about everything, if you're putting all, I hope we learn that God speaks to us in seasons. God speaks to us in seasons. And all during that rough time, the devil did whatever he wanted to do, just about. And God said, I'm not worried about the devil. He's not going to be able to take you out. I'm going to prepare you for your blessing. Devil was kicking and screaming. God said, I'm preparing you for the blessing. God was speaking to us about the supernatural rest of God. And he's been planting little seed each service, little each week, talking about this supernatural rest that God wants us to buy in him. And that rest we'll be able to enter in as we live in the Spirit. To live and abide in the Spirit. And there's only one way. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Different people wanted to get off in other things. They wanted to get off in all kind of weird things. But those that stayed in the nurturing of the Spirit were able to survive. You know, it was the Spirit that did those things. And these are the things that I'm hearing about God. God's saying, listen, if you want to survive, you're going to have to live in the Spirit. And you can only live in the Spirit as you start to talk in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, and walk in the Spirit. And we decided, you know, I got my mind. I said, I'm going to do that. I organized myself according to my goals and things. I said, the most important thing in my life is to live in the Spirit. And everything else has got to come out of that. It's to have relationship with Jesus Christ. And I can only have relationship in Jesus Christ with God the Father through Jesus Christ. But I can only do that by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, aren't you sick of talking about the Holy Ghost? No, it's life. And life more abundantly. And that's the open door. And the thing that we lack is what we refuse to receive by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Ghost will lead you if you allow him to lead you supernaturally. But I'm going to worship every day. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost every day. Do you know you can get to the point where you get out of a habit of praying in the Holy Ghost? You can get so busy trying to run this map, trying to run that map, trying to work this scheme, work that scheme, and miss God. You got to find out what you're going to trust. So you haven't begun in the Spirit. Why do you think you haven't begun in the Spirit could finish it out in the flesh? There's a scripture in the Bible that says that if you started this thing in the Spirit, anybody ever read that verse before? Haven't begun in the Spirit, what makes you think you're going to be able to finish this thing out in the flesh? It cannot be done. Because God is the author and finisher of our faith. So whatever it took, and again it started to get it rolling, whatever it took is what's going to take to continue to have it go on. I tell you what, in the last 6 months, the reality of God is unbelievable. I've always believed in God, but I really believe in God because if you just listen to the Holy Ghost and obey the Holy Ghost, it's amazing what happens in your life. And he will open up those doors. The right time at the right place. You know, there's a young man there at the Starbucks counting out of nowhere. Because the other day, the Holy Ghost said, pray for him. That's all you do. Just, you know what? You can either live on your own or live with the Holy Ghost. And there's only one way to live with the Holy Ghost, and that's to do what he says do. There's only one way to live with the Holy Ghost, and that's to obey the Holy Ghost in every little task. And today, you know, just plant that seed. And speak the word. So we begin the ministry to the brother. And I believe it's going to make a change in his life. But we all must make that. We must make that our goal in this next year. Not to give up on God. Not to quit on God. To continue to trust in God. To continue to believe that there is a life in the Spirit. That there is a life in the Spirit. And that is crucial. And that is important. That's what the devil's trying to keep from you. The kingdom of God. And it's more than what we have now. And the year before that, and the year before that, it's a life that God supplies us if we're willing to live by it and if we're willing to invest into it. We can have this life in the Spirit. So one, Keep yourself humble before God. And prepare yourself for the blessing of the Holy Ghost. And stay in the Spirit of God. And you can only stay in the Spirit of God by meditation in the Word of God. And it's got to be first place by praying in the Holy Ghost. And walking in the Spirit. And they say, what do you mean walking in the Spirit? You know how you walk in the Spirit? You get an inspiration from the Holy Ghost and follow it through. And that's walking in the Spirit. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips. The Bible says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Another way to be blessed. God will bless you in that way. The thing that you need will come out of that life in the Spirit. The Bible says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And glory is supplied by the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God is, it's glory, right? So we know that this lifestyle of living in the Spirit, is going to produce a glory in us. And in that glory is where your need is. Whatever you need is going to be in that glory. It's going to be in that presence. How do you turn the spiritual into natural? How do you bring a natural manifestation from a spiritual revelation? How do you bring a natural revelation into a spiritual manifestation? And God said, you have to do it this way. Visualize it. No matter what you do. And I set out those things. I said, hey, if I'm going to do this, I got to do it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And whatever you have to do, you have to write it. So say, I got to get it. And you don't do it out of your own selfishness. You've got to do it in the Spirit. You got to do it in the Spirit. You just don't grab things out of your flesh and out of your head, but you got to do it in the Spirit. And as you're meditating in the Spirit of God, you bring your desires before God. But there are two things that are important when you get to that next step, and that is, one, visualize it. See what you want from God. See what you want from God. And you know what? It might take some time, but you'll get it. You'll get it. You might not have any of the manifestation for it. Delay is never denial. God has never, ever disappointed us. He has never, ever, we've gone through some things where we've had to wait, but he has never once forsaken. Never once. In the meantime of his blessing, we have to wait, but never once. I'm totally convinced that he has never done that. But you've got to visualize what you want from God. And then after you receive that visualization of the Spirit, you got to see it. Then once you can see it in the Spirit by visualizing that thing, you've got to do what? Verbalize it. Visualization, verbalization. And a lot of people can't visualize things because they can't see anything in the Spirit. You can tell what people see by what they say. You can tell what people see by what they say. Notice that when the children of Israel were about to go into the promised land, that they sent out some scouts. And those scouts went out to do one thing. They went out to what? To visualize and scope out the land. Some came back and saw the problem. What? There could be a problem and a promise at the same time? But the others came back with what? They saw the promise. In every circumstance, your mind and your flesh, it's going to see the problem, and you'll get distracted by the problem. You'll get distracted by the problem, but you've got to look in the Spirit and look beyond that problem through the eyes of God and through the eyes of faith, and you got to visualize your promise. That takes faith. That takes faith to do that. We'll say, what are you talking about? Well, he wouldn't have put it in the Bible. He wouldn't have had that story in the Bible unless we weren't going to have to be confronted with it in our life and in our walk of faith. You've got a choice. So why couldn't the others visualize the promise, but why could they only see the problem? Why? Because they didn't do the first things. I've got to stay in the Spirit. So I can see the promise. You're not going to see your promise in the natural. Faith or things that are seen is no longer faith. Man, it's just not there. It's not going to work that way. Your promise is in the Spirit. And don't call God a liar. He is the God that calls those things that are not as though they are. So you say, well, you just went through all this stuff. We're dealing with all this stuff. I don't care. I'm not moved by what I see, hear, or feel. I'm moved by the word of God. I trust God. He's a man that he would not lie. I mean, we would have been in trouble if they just took there and they had to look at the grave. Jesus laying in the grave. They couldn't see that 3 days later he was going to get up again. Amen. They would have been in big trouble if they just looked at the water when they were trying to cross the Red Sea. They didn't know that God was going to have it stack up on the other side. But if you got spirit, see, you're going to be given some opportunities, and I guarantee you won't be able to grab a hold of those opportunities because you have to verbalize those opportunities. You have to verbalize those things, and you're not going to be able to verbalize those things until you're able to visualize them. Spiritual things only come from people that have their spiritual eyes open. If you can find something good happening in the natural, run to it. And if you can find a promise out there in the natural and you got the bucks to pay for it, run to it. But if you don't look in the spirit, there are promises. Somebody said, well, what did you get, Brother Rod? What did you say? I didn't say enough. And I didn't say enough because I didn't see enough. Whatever you put your focus on is what your faith is going to be developed in. So we walk in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And we live in the spirit of the Holy Ghost that we might do what? We stay in the Spirit of God so that our eyes might be open. I pray that the eyes of your understanding might be open. You're facing some impossibilities. There's some situations that are up in front of your face right now that say, look over here. Say, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, think on these things. And the God of what? Shalom. He'll be with you. In every circumstance, there's something you get to look at. And what you look at is what you're going to get. Somebody say, what you see is really what you get. You know, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. It's more than imagination. It's more than imagination. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And you have to develop your eyesight, your spiritual eyesight, by the word of God, because it increases your faith, and your mind is going to come against it, and circumstances are going to come against it, and situations are going to come against it, trials and tribulations are going to come against it, but you're going to have to develop your eyesight that you can see through the rain. Somebody say, I can see right through this. I can see right through this. So if you develop yourself spiritually, by speaking to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. See, many of us miss out on blessings every day. We miss out on business opportunities. We miss out on breakthroughs. I mean, you could be in a place where you're in a bind, and your answer is right there. Somebody's got the resources, the ability to hook you up just like that. But you're so out of sync that you can't see. You can't even see what's around you to grab a hold of what you need. But those that are spiritually developed and spiritually in tune can see their blessing. They can see their breakthrough. Jesus could see. That's how Jesus was so moved when he walked about a place. And I noticed that. About you. I read some things, and I always say that it was always the people that went to Jesus that got what they needed. But I noticed that in the Bible, after reading it and going through, I saw a couple passages right after the other said, and Jesus saw this one, and Jesus saw that one. That Jesus saw someone, and whoever he saw is who he usually went to. There were some people that he just caught, and behold, it would say, and behold, he just saw someone. Jesus sees people who see. That's why they say, write the vision and make it plain that the people might run. They can't run with anything that they can't see. I mean, you might have impossibilities. I mean, I don't care how great the debt. I don't care what the situation is. You can't put your faith together until you can see where to run. There's no such thing as an impossibility. Whatever you can see, you can receive. So I put in my goal. I said, I'm going to practice visualization. Make the devil mad. People got mad when people started to teach this stuff. You got to see it. Yeah, you got to seize it to seize it. There was a teaching that we had before where we said, I see it. If I can seize it, I can seize it. I know people think that's really crazy, but it helps you. If I seize it, I seize it. And if you don't believe in that, you don't believe in God. I mean, that's really hard to get there. But it's really the truth. You've got to. God can't work with you until you can get on that level. God can't do. He can't do anything with you until you work with Him on that level. We get to the point where we say, He's not going to talk about what you can see in the flesh. You know, many times we want to go to God about what we see in the flesh. Lord, I see these big ones over here. They look like giants. They look like this. I see this from that. I see this. He's not going to talk about. He said, "Listen, I can't do anything about what you see there. But what you talk about me, what you see in the spirit. Tell me about what I can do, and I'll jump all over that. I'm not going to jump over what the devil's doing and what the devil has done. That doesn't move me. That doesn't move me. I'm not afraid of the devil. You are. You want to move me? You talk about what you see by faith, and I'll jump on that. You jump on what you see by faith. Don't come to God and say, "Hey, I'm in trouble." You can do that, but you say, "God, I see victory in court. I see victory in my finances. I see this thing opening back up. I heard it in the Word of God, and I'm going to keep speaking to myself until I can see it. It's a revelation." And you keep praying in the Holy Ghost. You keep reading the Word. You keep getting around other people with some sight that speak that same thing until you look out there and say, "There it is. Can't you see it?" Because the devil tried to give me some stuff to see, but what I saw him trying to do, he did not do it. God is not a man that he should lie. God will do what he said he would do. And if you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. You better get your faith up. Get your eyesight up. Don't look at how many people are there. Don't look at who got what in their wallet. You just see it in the spirit. I don't care how he'll do it. Don't care when he's going to do it. Can't understand it. Don't have to. You'll lose your shirt trying to think about it. You just believe God and trust God. But you know what? You got to get put on that side where you look beyond that and you see the Holy Ghost. You see provision. That you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. If you can't see miracles happening, they won't happen. You start to walk according by what you see in the spirit, not by what you see in the flesh. For I walk by faith and not by sight. And your faith can't be based in your little dream world. It's more than a dream. It's got to be a spiritual reality. God will do what he said he will do. And sometimes he'll get us there. Stretch out. Yasha. Yasha. Do it. What are you going to do in the spirit of the Holy Ghost? Don't give up your confidence. Haven't you learned that you're not going to get it the way you thought you were going to get it? I'd rather just believe all that chance-taking stuff and start to believe God. As soon as you get to the point to where him alone you'll trust, as soon as you get to that point, that's when you're going to get your breakthrough. Somebody say, "I'm working on my eyesight."